Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I lay.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Rhoda Zion Alali. Welcome to Tuesday Health Talk Radio. sponsored by Healthy Smart Homes, the National Healthy Smart Homes campaign out of the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education in New York City. Your host this evening, I'm your host, and I just want to give a special shout out to the City of Praise, to the Minister of Music there, J.J. Harrison. Congratulations on your 6 Stellar Awards. He was nominated for 8 Stellar Awards for the famous song. Now, you deserve my hallelujah belongs to you, God. That song, if you haven't heard it, it has over 50 million hits on YouTube. It is an awesome worship song from the heart and the soul. And it's just so amazing that God blessed him to have his song favored by the world. And it's a wonderful song to listen. It really stirs the soul. We have a special guest tonight in the studio, Dr. Bianca Smithy Incus Allen, who is a medical doctor. She is president of BioSolar International in Durham, North Carolina. She is part of the new creed of medical doctors who are working with environmental adaptation. This is live internet radio, so if you could just mute your phone so we get back in the line, we'd be so appreciative. We are so excited because Dr. Smithy Incus has been archiving the testimonials that have been coming in and collecting data for future use by environmental researchers. He's been communicating with medical doctors who are looking at these international classification of disease codes for using the environmental codes that identify electricity and chemicals in our environment and identify them as potential sources of injury. And so she's been to a number of places with me, but specifically we want to talk tonight about Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's, because 40 years ago in our nursing and medical textbooks, we didn't have Alzheimer's, and we have an amazing testimony tonight about a family with an Alzheimer's patient who was in hospice care and being cared for at home by the family, and what happened to this patient after we retrofitted their home is just nothing short of a miracle. And we want to preface this conversation by saying that the solar nanotechnologies that are used to retrofit homes are electrical safety devices. They're green and safe technologies that are used to reduce air and radiation toxins. Here's the facts. The facts are that the EPA has said 6 out of 10 houses are too toxic to live in from air and radiation poisoning. Here's the facts. 129,000 American schools are in industrial areas where the accumulation of chemicals to manufacture plastics and rubber and processed coal is so high that the air quality in the schools are making our children sick. And so here's the fact. Cancer has quadrupled in the United States, and Columbia University Graduate School of Public Health says that 95% of all cancer in our environment, in our culture, in our families, is coming from toxic environments. 40 years ago, and there was no word like Alzheimer's in my nursing textbook or any medical journals. 40 years ago, there was no autism or dementia. There was no type 3 diabetes. So the question really is our houses killing us? Is our environment making us sick? And we want to put the spotlight tonight on Alzheimer's. So put your phone on mute, text your friends, your neighbors, and tell them. If you know someone with dementia or Alzheimer's, they might want to tune in because Dr. B is one of the most learned physicians. He's perpetual in increasing the knowledge, studying the facts, and her investigative studies about how we can live better just by having a healthier home. We are under a nationwide call to action that continues to be the objective and on the front line, even though the Trump administration, focusing on healthy, smart homes. The Center for Disease Control has a document out, a booklet called Promoting Developing a Healthy Home. And they list in there on the introduction that your electricity could be the reason why you're sick in your house. So I want to just kind of set the stage for Dr. Smithy Incus to kind of share with us a little bit about Alzheimer's. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Bianca Smithy Incus. Doc, tell us about Alzheimer's.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. First of all, let me let you know that Alzheimer's, when I was in medical school, it was actually termed pre-senile dementia. So Alzheimer's is a disease that fits under the category of dementia. But in the past few years, Alzheimer's and dementia has been used interchangeably and is almost synonymous, even though medically speaking or neurologically speaking, it's not so. Dementia can be caused by a number of things, and there are different categories of dementia. You can have Alzheimer's, which is pre-senile dementia, which means it's early onset dementia, which can begin as early as age 40. And so any memory loss and neurological dysfunction of your brain that occurs before the age of 65, medically and neurologically speaking, is termed Alzheimer's disease. Usually what common vernacular calls Alzheimer's is dementia, which occurs with aging, but even dementia can be caused by different other diseases. You can have a prefrontal cortex dementia, which presents with people basically acting out of character and acting out. For instance, you might have a 80-year-old cussing up a storm and trying to do the boogaloo when he needs to be sitting down and being quiet. You also have what is called Lewy body dementia, which is more common in men, and that causes not only memory loss but also the people have trouble walking and keeping their balance. Another form of dementia is vascular dementia, which is caused by ischemia to the brain. And people may have what they call TIAs, which are transient ischemic attacks, which are forms of little strokes. And, of course, you have the memory loss. But you also have a change in personality where the people almost become, like they have a blank stare about them. They lose their appetite. They don't want to participate in anything. You have dementia from Parkinson's disease. So it's like a fruit bowl. And the most common dementia talked about today is Alzheimer's. And what is striking about that is the fact that Alzheimer's, also now termed type 3 diabetes, can be caused by electrical non-ionizing radiation. And so you have young people getting memory loss. You have older people getting memory loss. The amazing thing about the technology that the given to Dr. Lally by God is that form of dementia can be reversed. And I'm going to let Dr. Lally tell you about Mrs. Dixon, because it's just because she knew her before I saw her. So she can really explain the difference in Mrs. Dixon.
So everyone, if you're tuning in tonight, you're tuning in to Health Talk Radio with Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lally. I'm a registered nurse and a scholar in residence at Columbia University in New York City in the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education. And you're talking to my colleague, Dr. Bianca Cynthia Incas, who I've known and worked with for almost 25 years. I mean, we have a history of doing many, many things in the world of healthcare. She's a fabulous medical researcher and medical educator, and she's just a genius in the way she can organize data and put it together. And so the story is a healthy, smart home. This is what we know about the cause of Alzheimer's, as she has stated, the memory loss due to damage to the nerves, the psychosomatic nerves of the brain and nerves that we store information in. And so part of the etiology is the brain has difficulty uptaking nutrients and uptaking oxygen and insulin. That's why Alzheimer's is now being categorized under type 3 diabetes. And so here's the scenario. I want to kind of frame up this, set a frame for you before I tell you about this case study. I want to take you into your bedroom. And if I take you into your bedroom, 9 out of 10 people in America sleep with their head up against a wall. There's a very small percentage of people that like to put their head at the foot of the bed. But culturally speaking, we've been socialized and conditioned to put our head on the wall. And so what's on that wall? Most bedrooms have an electrical socket on every wall. Whenever there's an electric socket on the wall, you are at risk for broadcasting static electromagnetic radiation into your bed, into your box spring in particular, and energizing the bed, number one. Number two, most people are sleeping with their head within 3 feet of a wall. Electromagnetic static from an electric socket can broadcast anywhere from 6 inches to 6 feet off of the wall, depending upon the electronics that's plugged into the wall, Wi-Fi, and other wireless entities around the wall. And so you have to think of electricity as fire. When you lay your head down and your head is within 3 feet of that wall, you're laying your head in fire. And the brain translates that as stress. And whenever the brain is under stress, it begins to send out low signals of an alarm, and it begins to alarm. We got something going on here. Slow down with letting nutrients in the cell and slow down with letting toxic waste out of the cell, and slow down with bodily functions, especially of the heart and the lung, because the medulla oblongata, the center that controls the heart and lung function, is right at the back of the head. I mean, if you would just lift your hand up and cup it over the back of the head, right where the skull drops down to slope into the neck, your medulla oblongata is right around in that space right there. And that is right at the back of the right at the wall. And so here we are trying to sleep all night with our brain being tased, and we're setting alarms off in the brain to uptake nutrients, oxygen, insulin to the brain. And that, after a period of time, begins to function and affect our mood, our memory, our alertness. I mean, how many times have you woke up in a fog? You got to sit up on the side of the bed to kind of get oriented and collect your thoughts, collect your mind. And you're so fatigued in the morning, it's like you're more fatigued when you wake up than you were before you went to bed. And so we got to take a snapshot of that. We got to put a pin right there, because we've got to move from the 20th century of healthcare, where we only deal with what's happening inside of the body, and we've got to move into the 21st century, where every development country in the world, every developed country in the world, first of all, has a 50 hertz electric system to our 60 hertz electric system. That's an easy fix. We can just start with new construction and legislate that all new construction going forward has 50 hertz. That's one place we can begin. The second thing is that we can start implementing an environmental health model that's been around for 35 long years. They use it everywhere in the world, but here in the United States. If you have Alzheimer's in Europe, an engineer is coming to your house, and they're going to be testing for air and radiation toxins. They're going to be looking for static in your house. They're going to be checking the radiation in that plug behind the bed, because they believe that Alzheimer's and dementia are neurodegenerative diseases that can happen directly from an assault of chemicals and electromagnetic static. So part of their intervention is to mitigate your home. In other words, reduce the air and radiation toxins in your house. That's a fact. So what do we know about radiation and air quality in the home? Well, the EPA has documented that 6 out of 10 homes in America has sick building syndrome. Sick building syndrome translates to the fact that your air and your radiation in your home are too high. And we have to salute Dr. Oz, because he's really the only doctor that I hear in the forefront of medicine in our community, in our nation, that's even speaking to environmental factors. He said, at a minimum, you need to open your window or open your door and let your house air out for at least 15 minutes a day. And doctors all over the world are advocating unplug all unessential electronics in your bedroom. The Asian communities are advocating, if you have small children in your house or the fragile elderly, the feeble elderly, unplug your Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is high radiation. It's high radiation. And make sure when you have your cable man come to install your cable, ask him how you can monitor the security of your cable wires to make sure they are firmly connected and tight. You know, we got these cable wires all over the place. How often have you ever tripped on a cable wire? If you're close to your TV, watering the plants, if somebody has been moving, you know, the VCR and the CD boxes around and the Nintendo and all of the gaming gear, the cable wires can get pulled and they can be manipulated in a way that they get loose. When cable wires are loose, they can create all kinds of paranoid, anxiety, schizophrenic, bipolar, raging people. You got people that was calm in your house and all of a sudden they're raging. You have people that had memory and they were sharp doing this and doing that, and now they can't remember. Check your cable box and get the electrician out to immediately do a health safety evaluation of your electric panel. So having said all of that, I want to tell you about case study probably number 132 at this point. This is our first end-stage Alzheimer's client that got their house home mitigated and converted to a healthy, smart home. The backdrop is we're in the Midwest, and we met a gentleman at a birthday party who wanted to introduce us to his family. And he said, you know, I have a very compassionate member of my family who's bought this house and has moved all the senior citizens of our family, a number of them in the home, to better care for them and to monitor and support them in their senior years. I said, what a wonderful idea. So we went to the house and we began to talk about our care model, reducing the exposure to indoor toxins. That's just what we do. And we use quantifying instruments from the military to be able to quantify static microsurge in the electric lines. The EPA had a wonderful chemical bank. We could actually look up and see what chemicals were in the area. That's no longer available, but there are other resources that they had where we were able to identify the levels of uranium that was in the area. And we had previous data from that area from other people that lived there, so we kind of had a ballpark of what chemicals they were being exposed to on a consistent basis. We tested the windows in the house. Windows are highly conductant of static in the house. They can conduct static as high as a taser gun. And every window on all four sides of this house was conducting electrostatic and acting like a taser gun. When you stood in front of the window, everybody that we tested became imbalanced and had energy loss. We tested the water in this house. It was contaminated with statics. And just holding the water in their hand, they became imbalanced. And when you're imbalanced, you're disassociating oxygen and nutrients. You're having difficulty uptaking oxygen and nutrients inside of the cell. Also, high electric static hardens the cell membrane and makes it difficult to get nutrients into the cell and get toxic waste out of the cell. That's another factor in the etiology and the problem of Alzheimer's. And so we met this lady that was 86 years old in the home. She was the sickest person in the home, and the family was coming near and far to see her because she had end-stage Alzheimer's. She had several episodes of being non-responsive. She didn't know her name. She didn't know the names of her children. She no longer could feed herself or clothe herself or bathe herself. In fact, she couldn't walk. She couldn't even talk. She couldn't write, and she was a pianist in her lifetime, very active in her church. And she loved to sing Etta James, the song that was at the president's inaugural. Oh, my goodness. I had it on the tip of my tongue. It'll come to me. It'll come to me. It was the last dance. I can be with that song. It'll come to me. Etta James. If somebody is knows the song, but Beyonce sang it at the inauguration. Sing, Dr.
Come along.
I knew somebody had that song. The song went right off the top of my tongue. At last, that song created so much Stir the Fire at the White House, because Beyonce laid that song out, and Etta James felt that she wanted the opportunity to sing that for the president. But anyway, this was this lady's favorite song, at Amazing Grace. And so I got this call. We were in Pittsburgh, and the phone rang, and they were screaming. I was like, "Josh, you're not going to believe this." I said, "Believe what?" He said, "You remember Miss Dixon?" I said, "Yeah, I remember Miss Dixon." He said, "You remember how sick she was?" I said, "Yes." I thought they were trying to tell me she had passed away. He said, "Miss Dixon has woke up from that Alzheimer's. She knows who everybody is. She spelled her name today. She is walking. She's up out of that bed walking. She's walking to the dining room table. That's about 20 feet away from the family room where she usually sits." They said, "She's singing again?" I'm like, "You got to be kidding me." They said, "She knows who her mother is. She knows who her father is." They said, "This is a miracle." But the nurses came out thinking that she was totally going to be bedbound at this stage. And she's up walking around for them, talking to them, answering questions for them. I'm like, "You are lying to me." They said, "We are not lying." They said, "This solar has, like, stimulated her whole mental faculties, and it's like she's had a rebirth." I'm like, I got to see this for myself. So we were driving through the Midwest. We stopped in to see them, and Dr. Smith Ingalls was with me. I said, "Doc, we got to break out the video camera and video this testimony. So those of you who are listening, you'll be able to see it as soon as we can get it uploaded, because it's kind of a large document. And there's actually a link if you go up on Bianca Smith Yankus Allen on Facebook or my site, Rhoda Ziana Lally Johnson on Facebook. You'll be able to see it. I posted it up yesterday. For those of you that are my friends, you probably already or may have already watched it. But we have this little mini interview. It's only about maybe 8 minutes, five to 8 minutes, where you could actually see this lady talking. And they said the craziest thing happened. They said she's been singing for the last 10 days. She sings the morning tonight. She just, her heart is like full of joy, and she's just been singing. And I just thought it was amazing. And so Doc is like, "I got to see this." So Dr. Smith Ingalls, tell us what happened when you saw and heard this was an end-stage Alzheimer's patient. She was 86 years old, but she didn't look an hour over 65 because the water system, our water system is a whole house alkaline water system. And we were the university professors that have been validating the technology in North Carolina have confirmed that the pH range of the water is between 7.8 and 9.0. And we had another test that was done this week, and it was consistent in that alkaline range. And so her skin, every wrinkle was gone in her face. I couldn't believe that. Her skin that had been dry and crackly was moist and subtle. It was incredible. So, Doc, tell me about how you perceived the interview.
Okay. Well, I have to say it's nothing short of because my mother died from dementia. She actually had vascular dementia. But when the patient reaches the stage where they're not walking, where they're not talking, and where they're not eating, you can kind of count the days and they're out of here. So the fact that she is now back in the land of the living is amazing. That's all that I can say. So it's just a miracle. I couldn't believe it was an 86-year-old woman who had been signed over to, and they were just away imminent death.
It was amazing to see that whole argument. It was amazing to see. We started getting some feedback here in the studio. Okay, I think we can rock there. It was amazing to see the miracle. It was amazing to see that God had allowed us to witness the miracle of his technology. And now we look forward to the journey forward as this family has the life and the love of this mother to share and to nurture. And so we are so grateful. To have this one more case study, one more testimony in our journey forward. So do we have any testimonies tonight? Anybody else want to share a testimony about the technology? Well, I want to thank our family. I thank all of you for interrupting your busy schedule and tuning in tonight. To our Canadian family, we celebrate you. For those of you that are getting the awards, from the Black History Celebration in Pittsburgh, we salute you. To astronaut Bernard Harris and Barrington Scott, Trustee Barrington Scott, we are excited about your future and your receipt of this prestigious award from the Second Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction of the Church of God in Christ and the Clark Leadership Institute. We are excited that our Canadian team will be recognized for their diligence in helping to make families in Canada safer and working with the environmental movement that's up there. Canada leads the United States by 10 years because they already have 7 environmental health clinics, and we're excited about the future of environmental health in Canada. So I want to thank you for tuning in and listening in tonight. We are thankful for our engineer, Pastor Jonathan Hill. He's an outstanding man of God. We thank you for your faithfulness and lifting our voice to the nation and to the world so we can continue to archive and tell the miracle of God's glory through these solar nanotechnologies that are helping to mitigate indoor homes. We thank God for our sponsor, the Healthy Smart Home National Campaign that is continues to bring our voice out here, and certainly to Pastor Hill. I want to say a special thanks to our co-host, Ida Morris, who is taking care of her quails on the quail farm. Ida, we think about you often, and we look forward to opportunities when we can co-host again. Thank you, everyone, and I want to say a blessed good night.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise 2 hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers him out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else that. Say it. Still here.